Mark Mackenzie, Jeff Cudis, Sheila Raisin, Roland Stover, Jamie Susser Turner, and Grace Eaton. Thank you. Father Manning from Holy Cross Church is here. He will do some communication, so Father, happy to hear.
Thank you all. It's very easy to think about God today in this room. Some of you probably remember we couldn't see out the windows at some of the meetings we've had here, but today's on this beautiful day. Let us pray. Well, powerful God, we invoke your name and protection as we begin this year. Give us a spirit of community, of mutual respect, and loving concern from the last to the first. Let all we do give you praise and redound to your glory. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Our first will be our statement of determination, a statement of determination of the Board of County Canvassers relative to the election held in the borough of Seabrook, Monmouth County on the second day of November in the year 2021 for the election of members of borough council in the borough of Seabright. The board determined that at said election, the following persons, Irwin Bieber and William J. Taylor, were duly elected as members of the borough council for full three-year terms beginning January 1st, 2022 and extending to December 31st, 2024. All right, so we're going to move on to their swearing-ins right now, and we'll start with Irwin Bieber. I'm going to bring your people together.
Someone wrote this in a nice font so I can actually read it without glasses. Left it on the Bible, right hand in the air. Repeat after me. I, Irwin Bieber.
I, Irwin Bieber.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will uphold the Constitution.
That I will uphold the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear truth.
And I will bear truth.
Faith and allegiance to the same.
Faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments.
And to the government.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will impartially. And justly.
And justly.
Perform.
Perform.
All of the duties of the office of councilman.
All of the duties of the office of councilman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Not that I'm trying to make you feel older. That's pretty impressive. That's a lot of dedication to see, right? So should not go without mention. Left hand on the Bible, right hand in the air. Repeat after a minute. I, William J. Keeler.
I, William J. Keeler.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
That I will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
In the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith.
Bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments.
And to the governments.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will impartially.
That I will impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform.
Perform.
All of the duties of the office of councilman.
All of the duties of the office of council member.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help you God.
So help you God.
Remember.
Volunteering as elected official in Seabright, so kudos to Jack for that.
I wish I could say I started when I was 14. Fortunately, at the other end of the line.
And the pay was better, right, Jack?
Yeah, it was.
All right, now that they're both sworn in, congrats again, fellas. Good luck. And now we do our roll call. So this is our first roll call of the new year. So that being said, Councilmembers Bieber?
Here.
Verzal?
Here.
Booker?
Here.
Catalano?
Here.
Fielder?
Here.
And Lonnie?
Here.
All right, so we'll start with the New Year's address. First of all, I wanted to thank all of our guests for coming out today, and if anybody's online, I see a lot of names up there, so sort of welcome everybody to this year's organization meeting virtually also. In particular, Senator O'Scanlan, thank you for coming, and Commissioner Hobby, thank you for coming. I also would like to just thank all Seabrighters for participating and for coming out today.
And Jerry Sharp.
Oh, Gary. Oh, there you go. Sorry, buddy.
And Bob Rillard.
Hey, Bob. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So I would say that 2021 was an exceptional year. So for reorganization, I generally look at it as a melding of the prior year and then, of course, the new year. So I'll speak to both briefly. But 2021 had a lot of packed year, very unique year for us. I mean, Seabright was incorporated, I believe, in 1889. So, you know, this has been about 130-plus year evolution for our town, and we are currently, in my estimation, we're in a great position. You know, we've kept our uniqueness, our quaintness, but also we've evolved as needed to survive and to really excel as what I think we are currently doing right now. So, I just wanted to thank everyone for their participation in that, and just to acknowledge that. Even though last year was a complex year, it was also a very successful year for us. Yeah, I also wanted to thank, as always, all of our departments. We have our Public Works Department, Police Department, Fire, EMS, our Borough Hall. We have our beach offices, seasonal, but they're a huge part of Seabright. All the lifeguards, our entire extended staff. Send our appreciation to everyone, in particular with the cloud of COVID hanging over our heads still. I think nobody panicked. We handled it very well, very professionally, and really did not inhibit us greatly. We just played by the rules, but we also lived our lives, and Seabright succeeded last year because of that. It's a bit of a bubble here, I think. Seabright, we've been lucky in that a lot of things going around the world can be interpreted different ways, but I think we have kind of a nice little cocoon here that overall we manage pretty well as a small community with a lot of help from our county and the state, but I do think that we've been performing pretty well as a town, and it's in large part not just due to the residents and business owners, but also just to our departments. We have great staff, great volunteers, and it's all very appreciated. Going into 2022, we have three of the same. The status quo is important. We're good points, so we really want to make sure that the governing body and all of our departments continue on the same path that we've already been on for years, because we're running in a great place. That being said, we also have to be very proactive, as always, to make sure that we don't let anything lapse. So three of the main focuses moving into the new year, same as last year really, would be number one, our economy and our taxes. You know, we've been lucky enough to have consecutive tax rate decreases. We don't take that for granted. It's pretty easy to do. We have had property value increases, so that does offset that a bit, but nonetheless, it's through a lot of good planning and hard work that we really have been very successful economically as a town. We have locally, we have our revenues have been up. We've been very successful with our paid parking. Cell towers, it brings in the required service we need, but also brings in revenue, which is put to good use. And then also, can't thank the beach enough. We're actually in, it doesn't look like it right now, but we're in the lifeguard offices right now. So this is one of our multi-purpose rooms, out of season, luckily, so we can use as much as it. But Don Pine and the entire staff of the beach, all the lifeguards. You know, they went through the COVID year too very successfully, but Seabright really has a great success with our services, and with that come the revenue from paid parking, from the beaches, and from also the cell towers. So all of that leads to a healthy local economy for us. Another thing that is also very important to us this year is to continue our focus on education. We have a very unique opportunity this year to consider regionalizing with our neighbors to the north here, the Highlands and Atlantic Highlands. So we're going to be studying that carefully this year. We're working closely with the other two towns and their mayors. We are waiting on the governor to sign legislation to officially allow us to pursue that, which should happen in January. So we're anticipating that. We have that revised study completed. That's in our hands now. We're analyzing it. So we've been checking the box, and we've been working pretty diligently on that, because this will be a critical, 2022 will be a very, it'll be the best opportunity we have to kind of reconsider our future educationally in Seabright and in the region. So please stay tuned. I can't emphasize it enough. Just watch for public town meetings with all three towns. Just look for, come to our regular public meetings. There'll be a lot of additional meetings, but also a lot of updates along the way. And then if all goes according to plan, our goal is to have all three towns have a referendum vote at the next general election in late 2022. So it's going to be a very eventful year in that category. So please keep your eyes peeled for that. We also formed a Blue Ribbon Committee in Seabright for education, just to really put extra focus on that for this calendar year. And then the other thing, which is also an ongoing thing, is resiliency. We're a very vulnerable town. We always have been vulnerable. Even with all the positive changes we've done in Seabright, we're still extremely vulnerable to the elements. Flooding, nor'easters, hurricanes, superstorms, call them what you will, Seabright always has a chance of getting severely damaged by the elements. So we've been very mindful of that. We've made a lot of positive changes in the last decade, including this building, the seawall. We've covered in the past. We've had quite a few improvements to help prevent against any kind of catastrophes or damage from those storms. But that's ongoing. Right now, we have been successfully in the downtown area following a plan to sort of create a bathtub effect in the downtown area where it floods the most. So a lot of regular flooding, a lot of the bulkheads have been elevated. We have a redevelopment project that's underway. The construction hasn't started yet, but with that, if that goes through as planned, they're going to add a lot of linear footage to the new bulkheading, and that's really going to, for our area of interest in downtown, that's going to be about a third of the remaining area we need to elevate the bulkheads to make that effective. So that's, you know, we have other things throughout the town going on, but that's one of the significant ones for storm resiliency and flooding. And then also, I know Kevin and the Public Works Department and our engineers are always working on the other important things that are, you know, not always very noteworthy at times, but fundamental for infrastructure, whether it's the additional bulkheads, the pumping stations, outflows, all the nitty-gritty that the PW and our engineers are always working on to make sure that we're functioning as best as possible when we do flood events or rain events, et cetera, et cetera. So, those are the three big ticket items for 2020. From my standpoint, from a bunch of my colleagues here, would be those three items to focus on. And I would like to just thank again, in particular, I just have a lot of thanks to all of our departments, and we really do have an outstanding police department, fire department, EMS, our public works department, and the folks that work in our borough hall are all amazing. You know, they without all of them, we really can't function as we currently do. And we also do compile a great list of professionals every year too to help us make our decisions a lot easier. We have to rely heavily on our engineers, our attorneys, our planners, and we have a great planning board headed up by Lance Cunningham. So, you know, there are a lot of people to thank in Seabright, but I did want to just highlight that again. And aside from that, I just wanted to wish everybody great success in 2022. Our residents, our visitors, our business owners, of course, all of our departments, and our current and new members of the governing body, too. So good luck to everybody, and Happy New Year. Next up, we will go on to item number seven on our agenda, which is standing council committee appointments. This is what we go through every year. Essentially, every council member is assigned a team of three, including themselves, and they have their own folks. Just one example, under A would be beach, capital plan, and flood mitigation, and that's chaired by Sam Catalano, and he has John and Kevin from council on that committee with him. So there are five others just like that with their own focuses, so it's a very important thing. It kind of gives us a way to break out little sessions, focus on certain things, and bring it back to the main governing body once you get the questions or suggestions for us to act on. So with that being said, would anyone like to make, this is under Chapter 3, Administrative Codes 3 through 7, under committees. Would anyone like to make a motion on the following council committee appointments as presented for the year 2022?
So moved.
Second.
All right, great. Council members Bieber?
Yes.
Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lamy?
Yes.
All right, our committee appointments have been approved. All right, up to number eight. I just mentioned our new Blue Ribbon Committee on Education, and that's just what we're going to vote on right now. The Mayor's Blue Ribbon Committee appointments under Chapter 3, Administrative Code 3 through 7, Committee B. The following Mayor's Blue Ribbon Committee appointments are presented for the year 2022. Would anyone like to make a motion on that?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Kevin, second. All right. Council members Bieber?
Yes.
Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lamy?
Yes.
All right. The Blue Ribbon Committee has been approved. Now we're on to number nine, which is our Community Advisory Committee, Chapter 3, Administrative Codes 3 through 7, or Committees, Section C. The following Community Advisory Committee appointments are presented for the year 2022. Would anyone like to make a motion on this?
I'll make that motion.
Right.
Second.
Sam. All right, council members Bieber?
Yes.
Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
All right. So the Community Advisory Committee has been approved. All right. We are on to number 10, which are the which are appointments for 2022. First, I'm moving forward to Council President for a one-year term resolution number 1, 2022 appointment of 2022 Council President by William J. Keeler. Jack, would you like to make a motion to appoint Jack as Council President over here?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Council members Bieber?
No.
Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Appropriate to
Lamy?
Yes.
All right. Jack has been approved as our Council President for 2022. Congratulations. Good luck, Jack. Should we do a swearing in right now? Or?
We could, as for president. We could do it after you do all the resolutions, or now, whatever you prefer.
We do it after the resolution.
Okay.
All right, on to resolution number 2, 2022, appointed borough attorney, Roger McLaughlin. We see you next to me. He is our current borough attorney, and we're seeking to appoint him for 2022. Would anyone like to make a motion to appoint Roger McLaughlin as our borough attorney?
So, second.
All right. Council members Bieber?
No.
Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
No.
Catalano?
Yes, he's done a great job.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lamy?
Yes.
All right. Congratulations, Roger. Welcome. Thank you, Roger. Thanks, everyone. On to resolution 3, 2022, appointment of special conflicts counsel, Vicki Flynn. Would anyone like to make a motion to appoint Vicki Flynn as our special conflicts counsel?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Council members Bieber?
Yes.
Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lamy?
Yes.
All right. Vicki has been appointed. Congratulations. Resolution number 4, 2022, appointment of special counsel for educational matters, Carrie Wright. Would anyone like to make a motion on this?
I'll make that motion. Second.
Councilmember Bieber?
Yes.
Virgil?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lonnie?
Yes.
All right, congratulations to Carrie. She is once again our special counsel on education. On to resolution number 5, 2022, appointment for special counsel for redevelopment matters, William Wolf. Would anyone like to make a motion on this?
So moved.
Second.
All right, council members Bieber?
Yes.
Virgil?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lonnie?
Yes.
All right, so special counsel for redevelopment matters, William J. Wolf has been approved. Congratulations to Jay. All right, we're on to resolution number 6, 2022. Appointment of borough auditor, Robert Duke Allison. Would anyone like to make a motion on this?
So moved.
Second.
All right, council members Bieber?
Yes.
Virgil?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lonnie?
Yes.
All right, Bob has been appointed again as our borough auditor. Congrats to him. Resolution number 7, 2022, appointment of borough engineer, Greg Blash. I would like to make a motion appointing Greg Blash from Avakian as our borough engineer.
So moved.
Second.
All right, council members Bieber?
Yes.
Virgil?
Yes.
Booker?
No.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lonnie?
Yes.
All right, Greg Blash is our new borough engineer. Good luck to Greg and his company. Resolution number 8, 2022, appointment of borough planner, Jennifer Bean. Would anyone make a motion to appoint Jennifer as our borough planner?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second. Councilmembers Bieber?
Yes.
Virgil?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lonnie?
Yes.
All right, Jennifer Bean has appointed as borough planner. Good luck to Jennifer. On to resolution number 9, 2022, is the appointment of consultant engineers as follows. There are a list of 8 firms and their engineers, so I won't review them all, but it's on the agenda. So would anyone like to make a motion to appoint the borough consultant engineers as listed?
So moved. Second.
Sam.
Second.
All right, Sam and Jeff. Councilmembers Bieber?
Yes.
Virgil?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lonnie?
Yes.
Thank you. The consulting engineers have approved. We're on to resolution 10, 2022, the appointment of borough prosecutor William G. McGuinn. Would anyone make a motion on appointing our borough prosecutor?
Mm-hmm. Second.
All right. Council members Bieber?
Yes.
Virgil?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes. Yes.
All right, our borough prosecutor, William McGuinn, has been appointed. We are on to resolution 11, 2022, the appointment of alternate borough prosecutor, Susan Solda DeSimone. Would anyone like to make that motion?
Second.
All right, council members Bieber?
Yes.
Virgil?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lonnie?
Yes.
All right, congrats to Susan. She's been appointed as our alternate borough prosecutor. Resolution 12, 2022, appointment of public defender, Robert J. Holden. Would anyone like to make a motion appointing Robert as our public defender?
Second.
Council members Bieber?
Yes.
Virgil?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lonnie?
Yes.
Okay, our Robert has been appointed as our public defender. On to resolution 13, 2022, appointment of bond counsel John Drakewitz. Would anyone like to make a motion appointing John as our bond counsel?
So moved.
Second.
All right, council members Bieber?
Yes.
Virgil?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lonnie?
Yes.
All right, John has successfully appointed as our bond counsel. On to resolution 14, 2022. Appointment of labor attorney Bruce Padula to see right now. Anyone like to make a motion appointing Bruce is our new mayor.
Second.
House members Weaver?
Yes.
Burzell?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lamy?
Yes.
All right, Bruce has been reappointed as our labor attorney. Congrats to him. On to resolution 15-2022, tax appeal attorney Salvatore Alfieri. Would anyone like to make a motion appointing Salvatore as our tax appeal attorney?
So moved.
Second.
All right, House members Weaver?
Yes.
Burzell?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lamy?
Yes.
All right, congrats to Salvatore as our tax appeal attorney. Resolution 16-2022, appointment of special tax appeal attorney Martin Allen. Would anyone like to make a motion to appoint Martin as our special tax appeal attorney?
So moved. Second.
All right. Councilmember Weaver?
Yes.
Burzell?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lamy?
Yes.
All right. Congrats to Martin. Mayor David Richardson. We're on to 17-2022, the appointment of risk manager Brown and Brown. Would anyone like to make a motion to appoint Brown and Brown as our risk manager?
So moved.
Second.
Who's second? Council members Weaver?
Yes.
Burzell?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lamy?
Yes.
All right. Brown and Brown has been reappointed as our risk manager. Number 18-2022, appointment of flood insurance broker, BF Mason Agency. Would anyone like to make a motion to appoint Mason as our flood insurance broker?
I'll make a motion. Second.
All right, Councilmember Weaver?
No.
Burzell?
Yes.
Booker?
No.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lamy?
Yes.
All right, Mason has been successfully reappointed as our flood insurance broker. Resolution number 19-2022, appointment of council liaison to the planning board, Irwin Weaver. Would anyone like to make a motion appointing Irwin as our council liaison to the planning board?
So moved. Second.
And Sam and Jeff. All right, I believe I have to abstain, but Councilman Weaver?
Abstain.
Burzell?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lamy?
Yes.
All right, Irwin is our liaison to the planning board for 2022. On to resolution number 2022 borough council meeting schedule. And just one note that we are recommending switching our workshops back to Thursday as we used to have on Thursday mornings. So that would be part of this. Would anyone like to make the motion on the 2022 borough council meeting schedule?
So moved.
Second.
All right, council members Weaver?
Yes.
Burzell?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
And Lamy?
Yes.
All right, resolution 2022 has been approved. And do you want to do the swearing in now for Jack?
Sure.
Okay. Yes, council members here.
I'm up.
I, William J. Keeler.
I, William J. Keeler.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
I will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And I will bear true faith.
And I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments.
And to the governments.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
The authority of the people.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will impartially
and justly
perform all the duties of the office of council president.
All the duties of the office of council president.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
More volunteer hours for you.
Motion on our consent agenda.
So moved. Second.
All right. Council members Weaver? Yes. Virgil?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Taylada?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Lonnie?
Yes.
All right, our consent agenda has been approved. We are on to item number 12, the approval of borough employees and appointments for 2022. Would anyone like to make a motion on the approval of borough employees and appointments for 2022?
So moved.
Councilmembers Bieber?
Yes.
Virgil?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Hewler?
Yes.
And Lamia?
Yes.
Item number 12 has been approved. The approval of borough employees and appointments for 2022. All right, yeah, that will bring us to the close of our reorganization meeting for 2022. So I just wanted to thank everyone again for coming out. Thanks for a great 2021, and let's have an awesome 2022. Thank you all again for coming out, and good luck with the weekend.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Councilmembers Bieber?
Yes.
Virgil?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Hewler?
Yes.
And Lonnie?
Yes.
All right. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.